prison that we must confront and we will defeat.
Kamala Harris is the new vice president.
I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office upon which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
She's the first female, black, and person of Asian descent to hold the office. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking.
Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way, but not right away. I think today's going to be a good day. A sun and cloud mix, mild again, high temperature in the lower 60s. In the dead of winter, that's not bad. Clouds will be on the increase tonight, but not as cool as it has been. Overnight, low temperature 45. Tomorrow night, and Friday, showers are likely from time to time. We'll be in the low 60s both Thursday and Friday, and in the 50s at night. Saturday, I think the rain chances are 20% or less, with a high around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says 158,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have been administered in Alabama. The state's total case count is now close to 339,000. More than 5,100 Alabamians have died. The city of Montgomery is honoring the lives lost to COVID-19. Last night, Montgomery City Hall, the Court Square Fountain, and the Tunnel to the Riverwalk were lit in amber lights in memory of anyone who has died from COVID-19. And Tallahassee City Schools broke ground on a new high school Tuesday. The new 37,000 square foot facility will have three additional classrooms, bigger spaces for administrators, and an expanded auditorium. The project was funded by a city sales tax and local bonds. The school is expected to open by September of 2022. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, it's fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. On a Wednesday, we're going to use the 567-9000 number. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ellis. Ellis, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, Dan. God bless you. God bless America.
Thank you.
I got one word for the Democratic Socialist. Karma. And as my mom used to say, God rest her soul, you reap what you sow, so shall ye reap. Also, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
There you go. Man, you're throwing all the cliches in there.
Yeah, it's fixing to come. Hey, they'll get theirs. Just be patient, grasshopper. Be patient, because our time will come again, trust me. Oh, also, I heard, hold on to your boxer shorts, Dan, the new Bruce Willis movie's coming out.
Yeah.
Die Hard Insurrection. Assault on the Capitol.
Good job, Ellis. Good job. Good call.
Good. Thank you. Y'all have a good day. God bless you.
See ya.
See ya.
Let's do this. Let's very quickly go to GW. GW, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, hey, this is GW at Lake Martin. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, GW.
I was watching this morning as the president left the White House, and I couldn't help but think about, I don't know why, but the old Jesse Wells movie when the Indian told the story about Endeavor to persevere. And I feel like that's where we all are right now.
Yeah, I think if things are done right, I think some really good stuff can come out of this. But things have to be done right.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I also wanted to shout out to Jim, the guy that first-time caller, him and his lovely wife, Jeannie. It was good to hear him on the radio today.
So you know him?
But thank you. I do. I know her. I've never met him, but I know her because my lovely lady is from Tallahassee as well, and they're what they call BFF.
There you go. Well, Tallahassee's a great. That's as you know, that's my hometown. I love Tallahassee.
Oh, okay. Well, you probably know my lady. You probably do.
Well, I'm pretty old.
Oh yeah. Well,
and
I'll be
on James.
59 in about 3 weeks.
You're gonna be 59 or 69.
69,
March 4th. Oh, yeah, okay. You and I aren't too far apart.
I hear you, man.
I grew up on...
All right, well, look, man, enjoy listening
Thanks.
To you.
Thank you, my friend. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John Williams, the Mortgage Corporation of the South. Finally got him in. John, how are you today?
Dan, I'm doing wonderfully well. And I'll tell you something. I tried to call in just a few minutes ago, and the lines were jammed. Y'all have so many folks calling in. You know, for me, that's a testament to the fact that you guys have a popular show. A lot of folks listening and interacting, and that's just great. We already knew that, but, hey, my hat's off to you, my brother. You do a great job. You enjoy it. Y'all got it going on.
Thanks, John. I appreciate kind words.
Absolutely. You know, now I want to try to – I'm going to shift gears here. I'm going to try to help out someone else today. You know, I normally talk about Mortgage Corporation of the South and the Mortgage and Loan Center here in Wetumpka, and that's true. We do a lot of mortgages and loans up here. We do loans that other banks and lenders won't touch because of slow credit and things like that. We also offer the low, low interest rate stuff, help people with refinancing and buying homes. We do the VA interest rate reduction loan, all of that. We're a complete mortgage and loan center. But I want to shift gears for just a minute and help out a builder. There is a local builder that does sends a lot of customers our way. We finance a lot of new homes for them. They have a need, and they reached out to me and said, you know, maybe you could help us locate someone. And so I'm going to put this information out there. We have a builder who's looking for, they want to add an additional person to their crew. This is to go in and clean up these new homes once they're done with them. It's heavy construction cleanup. The outside, you know, there's a lot of construction debris and all when a home is built. A lot of this stuff, you know, debris gets put into these big dumpsters on site. But it's, I tell you, it's steady work. But they're looking for someone that's got their own transportation, a good, honest person that is willing to show up. And so if y'all know of anybody kind of looking, maybe it could be part-time or maybe even full-time job, then y'all let me know right here at MCS. Call me up here, and I'll pass along the word. I just want to help them out. It's a great home builder, and they're growing, and they thought, well, Dan and John can probably find somebody pretty good for this.
There you go.
That's what we're doing.
So they need to call you, not him.
Yeah, just call me, and I'll pass them along. Yeah, just call me at Mortgage Corporation of the South up here at the 567-9000 number, 567-9000. You know, this would be a perfect job maybe for someone that's retired, looking for something to do on the side, you know, something like that. It'd be great. But anyway, 567-9000 is our number, Mortgage Corporation of the South, the Mortgage and Loan Center on top of the mountain in Wetumpka, celebrating 25 years. Next month will be 26 years. Company NMLS numbers 232876, equal housing lender. Y'all hold it in the road, Mr. Dan, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you, buddy. You have a great one.
Thank you.
Let go to Just Me. Hey, Just Me.
Hey, I just got a question from Just Me.
Yes.
Okay, this, we're going back to about news broadcasters, and I'm just wondering if anybody knows what happened to Steve Bannon yesterday at 4 o'clock on Real American Voice.
I don't know. He got pardoned yesterday.
Steve Bannon?
Steve Bannon, yeah.
Yeah, he was pardoned by the president.
Yeah, I just wonder where his show went. Because there was nothing but ads on there, and my husband was asking, where's Steve gone?
How do you listen to it on podcast?
No, on cable. We have a dish, and it's on 219.
I don't have
it's
a dish.
It's 4 o'clock on it's War Room.
Yeah, I know about War Room. I do not know the answer to that.
Okay, well... I just hope he stays in the fight.
I think he will.
Oh,
particularly after being pardoned.
Word. Yes. Well, maybe he was busy yesterday or something.
Maybe.
And,
he's
one of a kind, or one in a million here, so he'd be hard to replace. Kind of like you, you know. Yeah. Yep. But anyhow, I'll let you go. Thanks for being there.
Thanks, Jasmine.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Kathy. Make my day.
Hey. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you today?
I am doing absolutely great. It's a beautiful day, but you don't want to be inside watching TV.
I know. You want to be outside enjoying it. You're talking to two guys in an attic.
Yeah.
This is no
well,
fun.
It's beautiful out here, but the stuff they've got on TV today is just rotten. I was looking through Facebook earlier, and I had seen where the fine mayor of Montgomery... I put up a post today, and I can't remember exactly the way he worded it, but he was talking about what a glorious day it was, with our new president coming in, but said that he was, now that the trash was being moved out of the White House.
Did he say that?
Somebody running, yes, on Facebook. Now, I tried to go back and find it again. I was looking for my husband. I wanted to show it to him. But, yeah, I mean, I have never seen so many people jump up and start commenting on that. But he said trash was leaving the White House. You think he wants to run again for Mayor Montgomery?
He does, but he's probably talking to a base of his.
Yeah, you don't call Trump trash on Facebook. I think it's horrible what they did to him. I'm very... spoken on Facebook that I'm a Republican. There's no question about it. But, yeah, I just wondered if I had seen it. It couldn't have been posted but about 5 or 10 minutes when I saw it. And people were just, I mean, you could tell where it says, you know, people were talking or typing, and they were just coming in. But I can't find it. I'm assuming he probably took it down.
Joey, did you get that but live of Facebook?
No, but a lot of people sent it to me this morning.
Yeah, it says...
Did he get it?
I prefer to focus on the class that is coming in the White House rather than the trash that just went out.
There you go. That was it. Kind of very disrespectful for a fine, upstanding mayor, sarcastically said.
And it's still up on his Twitter.
Yeah, it's still up on there. I just had 7 people send it to me all at once.
Okay. Well, I couldn't find it. I didn't know if I had taken it down or not, but I guess I didn't.
Well, go back and look at his Facebook page.
Yeah, I just thought it was extremely disgusting.
I think your husband would appreciate that.
I think everybody would appreciate that. how disgusting it was. I want to get in on your sweet creek.
Kathy.
I need some more wickle pickles.
Wigglers. Kathy, give me a month in wickles. What are they called?
Yeah, wickles.
Wickle pickles. Y'all never had those?
Oh, yeah. No, I love them. I have them every time when I'm having my Cuban sandwich.
Yeah, I ran out. I'd buy them by the jar. And I got to run out there and get me some more of them. So I'd just like for them to be free this time.
Give me a month and day.
726.
726, my dear. You are in the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. When do we do the drawing?
I do appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
I asked her a question. She didn't answer it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When do we do the drawing?
When do you do the drawing? On Thursdays?
Friday.
We listen to y'all. We're retired. I have 6 Saturdays and 1 Sunday. And we listen to you all the time. In fact, you're on right now. We sit out on the deck and listen to y'all all the time. But I don't know what days go on.
Friday 2:30, 2:45.
Well, I'm sure we're listening to you then.
You better be.
When you retired, I'm not paid to remember anything right now. So I don't.
Kathy, thanks for the cell phone call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye. Okay. We've had a bevy of ladies calling back to back to back. Lake Lady, how are you today?
Dan, I'm doing great. I have a comment and then a question.
Please.
My comment is that I had my TV on a local channel, and they said they were going to the inauguration, and I said, oh, no, I do not want to be counted as one of those how many million people that watched the inauguration. So I started turning the channel, and my God, every channel had the inauguration, even the Weather Channel. And so I said, well, there's got to be somewhere. And I kept clicking around, and I found another Weather Channel that I didn't even know I had. And so I watched the Weather Channel instead of the inauguration. And
What to do when you cannot find anything to watch? Watch the Weather Channel, says yeah. Lake Lady.
Yeah, that's the thing to do, watch the Weather Channel. It's always interesting, but more interesting than Joe Biden for sure.
Let me ask you, in your alternative entertainment, where would drinking a beer be?
Where would you go to drink a beer?
No, for alternative entertainment, instead of watching inaugural, you're watching Weather Channel. Where would drinking a beer be in your alternative?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I don't really drink beer. I don't like the taste of it.
You
maybe
don't
wine.
Oh, okay. Where would drinking wine be?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't answer that.
Okay. Lake Lady, I want you to have a great day. Enjoy the lake.
Hey, listen, put my name in the drawing. I've never done that. My birthday is 6/28.
Lake Lady, I will be delighted to do that. What are you going to do if you win?
Oh, I'm going to run right out there and get all that wonderful food.
And take it back up to the lake and eat it and watch the Weather Channel.
You know I'm going to. Hey, I have one more question. What about this caravan that's coming in here? What's Joe Biden going to do when they get to the border?
I'm not sure what he's going to do. Is he going to process them in? Is he going to leave them on the other side of the wall? And I said this yesterday. This is one of those collision deals. I don't see anything good can happen from that. Nothing.
But oh, no.
The question is,
I think it'll be just a killer for him and the Democrat Party, because nobody wants to support all of those people. I just can't see it happening. I'm just hoping that he will not let them come in. But there was a man interviewed in the caravan, and he said, well, we're headed that way because our President Joe Biden said that he would help us. They think they're going to get in.
Yep. Well, and how the press handles this is going to tell us a lot. Lake Lady, you're in the drawing. I want you to have a great day. Enjoy the Weather Channel.
Thanks, Dan.
Or listen to my show, one of the two. Equally as boring. Going to a break. Coming back right after this.
Afternoons 3 till 6, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances. You know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're caught in a trap. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Because I love you too much, baby. Can't you see?
272-9228.
What you doing to me?
That's where we are.
When you don't believe
a It's going to be a great day to go down to lunch at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Hint, hint. We can't go on. Shall we have the encouragement warning?
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Stop playing with it.
Okay, boys and girls, you know what that means. John DeVoe's on the line. We'll give him 2 minutes and 30 seconds unless he starts wandering or doing a PSA. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Future as forever, as long as they're alive.
John?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm good. Are you distracted?
No, I'm standing here talking to some of my neighbors as I'm walking to the Family Dollar. Well, now I'm walking to Filet and Vine to get lunch down the street, about a 15-minute walk from my apartment in historic downtown Montgomery, Alabama. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing good. Enjoy your lunch there.
Yes, it's a peace and blessings to you. Happy Inauguration Day to you and Joe and Eddie and the entire listening audience all over the globe. My sincerest and dearest, happy Inauguration Day to everyone.
Happy Inaugural Day to you.
I want to say thank you.
To whom?
My sincerest and dearest thank you to Vice President Pence and Second Lady Karen Pence and Mike Pence for the way that they conducted themselves in this situation and represented the Republican Party in this situation, represented the United States of America in this situation. The dignity and the way in which they conducted themselves. A grateful nation, to include myself, says thank you. And, to the Pence, Mike Pence and Karen Pence and the entire Pence family, for the way they conducted themselves in this very difficult situation.
I've heard that before.
Myself and a grateful nation says thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Listen, Dan, I want this to be my closing remarks. As he lived to make men holy, let us live to make men free. While our God is marching on.
John, I want to tell you something. You have a lovely voice.
Well, I appreciate the words of encouragement, Dan, and I thank you for all that you and your team does as well.
Thank you. Have a great day. Have you ever heard him sing in person?
Not in person, no.
He was really good.
I try to avoid crowds.
COVID.
Sure. That's my excuse these days.
Jimmy?
Hey, Dan. How are you doing?
Jimmy, how are you? Long time no talk to.
It has been a while. Yeah.
So what's the story? You don't like me anymore?
No, that's not it at all. It's just usually, it's funny to say this, we don't have a radio at home. And if I'm not out working, I don't get to listen to the show much. So, but anyway, what I was calling about is I can understand people's disappointment and even anger at the Republican Party for not doing all they could to have helped President Trump. But do people not remember Ross Perot? And, you know, he had a pretty good-sized following, enough to affect the outcome of the election. And I just think something similar to that would happen if he tried to do a Patriot Party. How do you feel about that?
It is a very difficult thing to do for exactly what George Wallace did and exactly what Ross Perot did. It's you can mess up the Electoral College really badly. You mess up House and Senate races really badly. It is potentially doable. I've looked at things on paper. With the right person, the right mechanisms out there could be done. But, boy, you are towing a heavy line, and if you miss, you're going to put a lot of people out of office.
Yeah, because you're just really pulling away from the Republicans. There's not going to be a lot of Democrats, I don't think, sign up for the Patriot Party.
Well, it depends on what you're selling and what your platforms are. There is a way to attract, if you believe what they tell us about the vote, the suburban female vote went towards Biden because they didn't like Trump. But also they think that some of the policy ideas are better with Biden. But if you go and attract that group of people, you actually could get some Democrats in there. It is the one area that is the one area that Republicans are really lacking in, where Republicans are knee deep into blue collar, beer drinking, didn't finish college type people. They're knee deep in them because of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. They're about to lose a whole bunch of those. But where the Republicans and where Trump and the Republicans were at odds, and also Mitt Romney, is that white suburban female.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and one other thing. Well, I've got two other things. One thing, I want to make sure that I get my name put in for the two drawings.
Give me a month and day birth.
Mortgage companies. 3:30.
3:30. I didn't notice that. God, we're late. We're not supposed to be in there.
Yeah.
What was your other question?
You were supposed to leave 30 minutes ago.
I know.
I have an idea of what Joe Biden may do at the border with the caravan coming up.
Yeah, what's he going to do?
Well, I think he's going to put Hunter Biden down there selling green cards.
Little side biz, huh?
Yeah, that'll keep him out of trouble, you know, sort of, and give him something to do, and it'll make their entry into the U.S. a lot easier.
I like that.
So,
he can charge $1,000 a head.
Yeah.
8,000 people come in, that's $8 million, huh?
Yeah, and he would tell Joe that he charged them $100 a head.
There you go.
And pocket the rest himself.
So he wouldn't have to pay Joe's fee.
Right. The big guy. Okay, well, y'all have a great day. I'm enjoying listening.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for listening. Going to a break, coming back after this.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
America's kids are returning to class, in school, and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now we're reaching beyond school walls, tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife, Jessica, own the Seafood Bistro over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way, but not right away. I think today's going to be a good day. A sun and cloud mix, mild again, high temperature in the lower 60s. In the dead of winter, that's not bad. Clouds will be on the increase tonight, but not as cool as it has been. Overnight, low temperature 45. Tomorrow night, and Friday, showers are likely from time to time. We'll be in the low 60s both Thursday and Friday, and in the 50s at night. Saturday, I think the rain chances are 20% or less, with a high around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm just trying to find me.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. You know, the Chick-fil-A, how people rallied to their cause. I kind of got that feeling yesterday when I heard what they're trying to do to Mike at, you know, his pillow company, My Pillow.
Yep.
And so I had a friend to take my credit card and order some pillows from him. And, you know, he's got the codes you can get from Fox on his ads to, you know, get the free stuff along with it if you want it. But I think that when they pull their mean council Republicans or council Trump people and supporters, I think that that's our best source to go at them is to unite and support the people that they're trying to cancel. So if anybody else wants to order for My Pillow, join me.
I like that. Your Apple stock is doing well today.
Oh, the Apple?
Yeah, Apple stock. It's up 4.5 points.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay. If they should impeach Trump and with an illegal impeachment, and if he ran as a third party, would that eliminate him, or would that just eliminate him as running from an established party?
No. Well, first let's get our definitions right. He has been impeached. Impeachment happens in the House.
Yes,
conviction
sir.
Happens in the Senate. So
yes,
he would have to be convicted
yes.
with 67 votes from the Senate. And then they would have a separate vote, which I believe is a majority vote, whether he can hold office again or not.
Yes, and that would eliminate him as a third party.
Eliminate him in anything. And that will be the thesis behind Mitch McConnell. If he makes any move towards that, that's why he would do it.
Yes, sir. I have a device on so I got it for Christmas. It's called a Google Nest, and I can ask it, you know, any question, and it will give me hopefully the right answer. I asked about the number of counties in the United States, and it said it was 3,145, I think. And on other the media, I'd heard that Biden had just won by 450 counties. And that's kind of astounding, isn't it, that he would just win that many counties and still win the presidency out of 3,145?
Well, when you consider L.A. County, which I think has now 4.5 million in the county, compare that to Montgomery County, Autauga County, any other counties in Alabama.
Yes, sir.
There's no comparison.
Yes, sir. So the map is all red except for little dots of
Yeah, big city metro. Yep. If you look at where he won, it was metro areas.
Yes. Okay, sir. Well, Dan, one other thing. You can be proud of your Alabama team, both in football and basketball.
Yep.
Last night, they just destroyed LSU in basketball and set a new record for three-point shots. And they probably will move up pretty soon to the top of the nation in basketball, too.
Wow. Because my Duke team is not doing too high. Last time I saw them, they were 20th in the nation. As long as I've been following Duke, I've never seen them not in the top 10.
Yes. You have to switch to Alabama, I guess.
Hey, watch it now.
Yes.
James, okay. Thanks for the telephone call.
Thank you, sir.
Bill, how say you today, my friend?
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Me and my wife were both tested positive last week.
What are you doing? So you two just staying at home, or what are you doing?
Yeah, we're just at home. I'm actually had to run get her a prescription. Her symptoms are much worse than mine. We talked to the doctor earlier in the week, and he told me, he said, Bill, I'm really not worried about you. You're like an old pine knot. The more things beat on you, the tougher you get. and knock on wood, my symptoms have been very light. Hers have not necessarily. But she got her infusion on Monday. So hopefully that will work out.
Good.
But I got a couple of questions for you.
You go right ahead.
We were told that there was going to be an information dump. Did we ever see an information dump?
We did.
What was let out? I've kind of been under the weather and really not wanting to listen to the news and stuff.
Well, the latest that happened last night, let me have John Solomon tell you about it. Listen in.
This just breaking of Fox News alert. President Trump has just formally declassified more documents tonight, exposing the Crossfire Hurricane Russia hoax, proving once again and once and for all, this was nothing more than a political witch hunt and a conspiracy theory fueled by the mob in the media for four long years and Democrats. In other words, the Russian collusion truthers. Now contained in tonight's documents is more proof that, in fact, it was Christopher Steele that leaked the Russia collusion story to help Hillary Clinton, telling the FBI, quote, Steele explained that as the election season went on, they, as a company, were riding two horses, their client and the FBI. And after the FBI Director Comey's reopening of the Hillary Clinton investigation, they had to pick one horse and chose the business-client relationship over the relationship with the FBI. Wow, that's pretty deep. And why aren't we trying to extradite Christopher Steele to the U.S. and wasting time on a guy in the media named Julian Assange? Joining us now with the latest, justthenews.com founder John Solomon, investigative reporter. This is big.
Yeah, it is, Sean. I've been through all the documents at least one time now, and I'll give you some of the highlights from the early stuff. The most important of all the documents is what I call the September 2017 confessional. A year after he was fired, terminated by the FBI, Christopher Steele sat back down by the agents, and he described his motives, his tactics, what he did. And there are some bombshell revelations. First off, as you just reported, his motive for going to the news media and creating the false Russia collusion narrative during the 2016 election was because the email scandal had come and reared its head again against Hillary Clinton. He was concerned it was going to hurt Hillary Clinton's chances, so he put the Russia story out there to help kind of distract from her scandal. Secondly, he admits that another one of his motives was that he considered Donald Trump to be his main opponent. He considered Donald Trump to be bad for Great Britain, for the US-UK relationship. So that's another reason he leaked. Now let's think about that. He's a foreigner interfering in our election by leaking information to help Hillary Clinton and to help Great Britain. That's what he admitted to in this interview with the FBI. Third, he divulges where he got his subsource, the famous subsource, the primary subsource, as the FBI called them. This is the person that gave him most of the bad garbage that was ultimately discredited by the FBI, proven, disproven. He got that a relationship with that subsource from none other than Fiona Hill, the former National Security Counsel for Donald Trump, who became an impeachment witness against Trump in 2019. Why is that significant? Well, beyond the interesting connections, by the time Fiona Hill turned over this subsource to Christopher Steele, the FBI was already investigating the subsource as a possible Russian asset. In fact, they were trying to get a FISA warrant on him when he fled the country, and they dropped the effort. So Fiona Hill, someone who worked for the Trump NSC, gave Christopher Steele a bad source that the FBI ultimately feared was a Russian asset.
Okay, so that was one part of the information dump. I've looked over some of those documents. There were more that were put out, and Fiona Hill may have perjured herself because she is asked, did you know about the Steele dossier? And she says, the only thing I knew about it was what that Strobe Talbert had told me. That's very different than talking directly to Christopher Steele.
Do you think President Trump regrets not doing this before the election? And I realize it's a two-edged sword because it could have been said that, you know, he did that to hurt the Democratic Party and all that. But what did he have to lose versus what he could have gained?
Well, whenever Trump does something like that, the media just pounces on him, and then they don't report what the story is. They just report what Donald Trump did wrong. And I'm not sure if he could have released it at that time. But he did. He did yesterday.
Reckon why he... and obviously there will be no more dumps, I would imagine, since he is no longer a sitting president. Reckon why he did not dump more than what he dumped. Why did he not put out some stuff that happened under the Obama-Biden administration? I realize some of this...
Do something for me, Bill. Whenever you ask me a question, just stop right there. Don't ask me a question, then ask me another question, then make another comment. Just ask a question, and let me answer it. Part of why he did... First of all, this did come from the Obama administration time period, number one. Number two is that Durham was... He authorized them to release it. He didn't decide what to release. He authorized them to release it. Durham is the one that released these documents. They came from DOJ, not from the White House.
Right. But, you know, there were so many other things. Benghazi, more stuff on the Uranium One deal. Some of the stuff that...
Yeah, but we don't know what they had there. We know that the Benghazi thing got investigated by Congress and not much came of that.
Yeah. Do you think President Trump regrets how he defended the election returns and how he processed that with using the people that he did and not much happening?
I think that he realized that, and I'll be careful when saying this, I think he thinks that Rudy Giuliani did not do a good job and basically led him down the wrong road. If they would have done a lot more in the front end and have been ready to go on the day of the election, I think you would have had a different outcome.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what they can do after this. And I realize they can't reverse the election. But at the same time, I think there's a lot more there that needs to come out.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe wrong.
No doubt about it. I think that you're going to have a group of people working feverishly on that subject. Because the more that they can get out that basically upholds the Trump concept, the better off Trump is and the worse off Dems are.
Do you think, if he's not impeached, do you think he'll run 2024?
I actually, I think he will. I think there needs to be, for him to be effective, there needs to be a healing process. Trump needs to take some Valium and slow down a little bit and not shoot too much from the hip. If he would have been much more orchestrated, much more poised, he would have had a completely different outcome.
Yeah, I think so, too. The other interesting thing I think about all this is I don't really think he'll run again. I think when he gets a year or two down the road and looks back, he's not going to want to go through this again. I think he may very well start looking at starting a third party. And
well, the third party would be worthless without Trump as a candidate. Third parties are basically built around a candidate. If you look at the Republican Party, the first candidate of the Republican Party was a guy named Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
Bill, I got to fly here, buddy. You have a good day.
Have a good day.
Flower Child, hang on. Coming back to you.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Coming up next month, Valentine's Day. Want to get that sweet of sweet, a nice little piece of jewelry? Dillon Wings is the place to go. 119 Brown Springs Road. Leslie is the power shopper. She's the one that's going to help you find that perfect gift. Just go in. You may want to tell her how much you want to spend. You may not. You may just say, I'm looking for something like this, and she can show you around. She'll probably ask, well, what are you talking about spending? And she'll make it happen for you. She'll get the best piece for you for the best amount of money. Dillon Wings, 119 Brown Springs Road. Give them a call, 334-215-3669. Don't forget appraisals, and don't forget jewelry repair. Josh is outstanding at that. Go by and see him, Dillon Wings, 119 Brown Springs Road. That's my jewelry store. Let's go to the phones and go to Flower Child.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm well. I just sent Joey an article. It's kind of suspicious. The Maricopa Board of Supervisors has just agreed to the president of the Senate in Arizona to turn over, to honor their subpoenas, to audit the election results.
Good.
Yeah.
They need to be audited.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that the legislature is sovereign, and that they really don't. Isn't that the most suspicious timing? The day Biden gets inaugurated.
Yeah, well, it really, even if after the fact, if they come up with a problem, then they have a problem. Now, my problem is, did they clean something up?
I don't know what it signifies. I just know it's odd that that came in, you know, today. I guess they think they'll pardon him, that he will pardon them or something if they find anything wrong. Who knows? And Chris Starwell got fired from Fox News.
I saw that.
I tell you, I'm bleeding.
Oh, man. That's the guy that basically upheld the Arizona call that we commented the next day on this show tirelessly about, because to me it was terrible what he did. Terrible what he did.
Yes, it does. And also the decision desk guy and maybe the CEO, they're being replaced too.
Yeah, there were about 15 of them if I read my story right.
Yeah. So karma is one of those things that can come back. But I just hope that all these other counties that wouldn't turn over the information for an audit will follow Arizona's lead now.
Well, you remember I had the state senator, who's on my show from Arizona talking about this very thing, and even though they do not have a huge majority, they control both the House and the Senate. And he said, you know, if they don't do it, we're going to bring them before the Senate and do hearings. And his committee was one of the, he is the secondary person on one of the committees that has oversight over this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just hope they send in that Jovan Pulitzer guy to do the forensic audit, mm-hmm. so that they can prove that it was fraud. You know. But anyway, I still haven't given up. I still think Trump's got some tricks up his sleeve.
Wow.
He's not dumb by any means.
He's not dumb.
And I do like the sound of the Patriot Party. Because I just don't see many people going out and voting for Republicans in name only anymore. Yeah. But that's me. And they do need to destroy the Democratic Party. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to all the patriots that did not show up for Trump's inaugural 4 years ago. You know, there was like about 100 and something of them that didn't show up from Senate and Congress, Maxine Waters being the loudest mouth. But,
but you said there were patriots?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's always the hypocrisy. If they didn't have double standards, they'd have none, as they say.
There you go.
Yeah, I know you're at your top of the brow. Right. Bye.
Fairchild, you have a great day. Well, we ran out of the hour. And John D's on the line. You got to give John D plenty of runway. Because when he brings that bad boy in, you know, he's going to tell it like it is. Going to be back with John D. Others after this.